Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive towards short. Newsom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball four. Peters moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Werber reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Peters reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to home to get Hayes. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Brown reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brown. Ross moves to third. Rothrock moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Werber reaches second base with a double. Ross scores. Rothrock scores. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Athletics. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Joe Becker now catching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Athletics. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 2 in the game. Dean hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis moves to second. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Becker for a passed ball. Newsom scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Athletics. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Ross moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker fires to second and picks off Ross for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Werber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-3 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dean for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Hughes goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2 Athletics. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rothrock bunts towards third. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-2, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Becker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Averill reaches second base with a double. Weatherly moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. One out. It's 10-3, Athletics. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 4 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Dean moves to third. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ross strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to home to get Dean. Newsom moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-5 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newsom scores. Rothrock moves to third. It's 11-3, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.